Our first scripture reading this morning is Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 13, and that would be page 647 in the Old Testament. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice and undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Matthew. It is the fifth chapter, verses 13 through 20. Let us listen with ears wide open to God's holy word. You are the salt of the earth. But what if salt were to lose its flavor? How could you restore it? It would be fit for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. You don't build a city on a hill and then try to hide it, do you? You don't light a lamp and then put it underneath a bushel basket, do you? No, you set it on a stand where it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before others, so that they may see your good acts and give praise to your Abba, God in heaven. Don't think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. The truth is, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the law, not even the smallest part of a letter, will be done away with until it is fulfilled. That's why whoever breaks the least significant of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever fulfills and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, Unless your sense of justice surpasses that of the religious scholars and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. May we be blessed by the reading, pondering of God's holy word. So, some passages, some parts of scripture don't whisper to us. They ring out like a bell. They shout at us. Isaiah 58 this morning is one of them. Mia read almost the entire chapter. There's one verse left after that, verse 14. God interrupts the people's religious routines and says, "Is this the fast that I choose for you?" It's a holy wake-up call. God is not impressed by the piety that doesn't touch real life. It's what Isaiah is telling us this morning. Just because you sit in sackcloth and ash, don't think that you're all that and something else because you haven't done everything else that I've told you to do. God wants a faith that loosens the chains and lifts the burdens and frees the people from the yokes that weigh them down. Jesus, in Matthew's fifth chapter this morning, which is continuing from the Sermon on the Mount that we started last week, picks up with the same melody. You are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Not someday, not if you try harder. You are right now. Every time that passage is read, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Your life is meant to season, illuminate, and nourish the world. Isaiah says, "Break the yoke." And Jesus says, "Shine the light." God calls us to break yokes. Now, I grew up with a yoke like this in the barn in my great-grandparents' house, the barn that's attached to the house. This was there. My great-grandfather and my great-uncle didn't use it anymore because they had modernized the farm and now had tractors and didn't have to use the yoke to get the cows to go do what they needed to do out in the field, or the horses, or whatever else they may have done that. I am very familiar with this kind of yoke, which is a one-person yoke. And in all of the years that I reenacted history, this was the yoke that I would use to carry water buckets. I'm sure you have all seen images of people carrying a yoke on their shoulders with something weighted off on either end. It's to help bear the weight, the yoke. So God calls us to break yokes, and sometimes breaking yokes is how we feed the world. Isaiah helps us to see what blocks that light and what finally lets the light shine in. And so as you can imagine, we're going to talk about yokes today, but also there is a pun in the light. What we put down that makes us lighter, and the light that we shine. God can really get and poke you every now and then, can't he? Isaiah is speaking this morning to religious people who are doing all of the right religious things. They are fasting. They are praying. They're showing up in their sackcloth and their ashes. And they want God's attention. They're saying, "See, we're doing everything that you told us to do, right?" They want the blessings. They want God's light. And God says, in essence, you're hungry for me, but you're still carrying too many yokes. Too many yokes. The yoke is what makes work heavy. It makes work repetitive. and often it makes our work invisible. So what keeps us from moving in one direction, whether we like it or not, is what a yoke does. And Isaiah says that the real work of faith is not adding more religious practices, but by breaking those yokes. Isaiah says this morning, "Is not this the fast that I choose, to lose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke, every burden that goes across our shoulders?" And there are so many such yokes out there in the world. There's systems, there's poverty, there's addiction, there's loneliness, there's unfairness. And there are more on the personal side as well, the ones that are much closer to our own hearts. We carry yokes of perfectionism, resentment, fear. We carry yokes of scarcity, needing to prove ourselves. And my favorite yoke of all is, this is just how it's always been, so we might as well just always do it this way. They rest so quietly across our shoulders. And after a while, we forget that they're even there. We just assume that life is supposed to be this heavy, this burdensome all the time. And Isaiah reminds us this morning, before the light shines, something has to crack. God wants to break those yokes, not tighten them down, but lighten them up. God wants us to walk lighter, freer, unburdened. Isaiah gives us the beautiful promise from God, "Then your light shall break forth like the dawn." Your light shall break forth like the dawn. How many of you get to see a sunrise in the morning and how that sun just starts to come up? Sometimes through the clouds, sometimes in a pretty red, right? But it's not a flicker, and it's not a glow politely that we carry, but to break forth with God's light. Light comes after yokes are broken. Because when you break a yoke, you release a burden. But if you break a yoke, you release nourishment. If you've ever cracked the egg in a pan, you know exactly what that looks like, right? The shell breaks and suddenly there's color, there's richness, especially if it's a farm fresh egg and not one that you buy in the grocery store. They've got a deeper color, a better smell. They're so yummy. It's what I had this morning in my scrambled eggs with some mushrooms and tomatoes. Fried eggs, quiche, right? Life doesn't come from a shell staying intact. It comes from something being broken open. And our faith is like that. God isn't just about the discipline. God is about breaking things open, about breaking us open. Isaiah tells us, way before Jesus does, Jesus just repeats the words that Isaiah gives us. Share your bread with the hungry. Bring the homeless poor into your house. Clothe the naked. Do not hide yourself from your own kin. In other words, stop carrying the world's weight alone and start feeding one another. Broken yokes free us. Broken yokes feed us. And isn't that the work of God's people for you and I? To break the things that bind us so that we can break open things that bless. Think what happens when you break the yokes. It becomes breakfast for someone who's hungry. It becomes the start of bread, of cake, of noodles, of custard, of pancake bakes that we are very comfortable with here. The food that sustains us, that we can share, and we share freely. It comes from binding, it becomes a binding ingredient that holds everything together so something new can rise. the cakes and the breads. When we break the yokes of fear, selfishness, or injustice, something nourishing is released into the world. When we break open our own lives, our time, our resources, our compassion, God uses it to feed others. And both of those spaces are such holy work. Jesus continues with that theme in Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount. And he says, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. Light is not meant to be stored. Salt is not meant to stay in the shaker. And eggs are not meant to be kept in the container. They only matter once they are used." Jesus does not tell us either to go create the light. He's not telling us to do more, go create light. He says, stop hiding your light. We hide our light when we stay quiet about compassion. We hide it when we confuse niceness with justice. We hide it when we think that faith is private instead of practiced. We hide it when we keep carrying yokes that God never intended for us to put on in the first place. Isaiah even names some of them: pointing fingers, speaking evil, grinding one another down. Those are Isaiah's words. Those are heavy yokes. They exhaust us and the communities in which we reside. They dim churches when they happen. They keep good people out, tired instead of luminous. And then there's the promises. The Lord will guide you continuously. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, those waters that never fail. I'm sure most of us have encountered those wells, those bubbles that just keep on going, whether it's in Pierport or whatever space, those continuous wells that just bring forth generous, beautiful, delicious, cool, crisp waters. That is what God offers us when we put down our yokes. That's what happened when yokes are broken and yokes are shared. People stop being dry, brittle, and defensive, and start becoming nourishing, life-giving, gentle with one another. And we know something about both sides of that equation and work, do we not? We see it every single day if we but open our eyes. We know what it's like to carry those heavy yokes, worrying about money, health, family, the future of our kids, the future of our parents, the future of our church, our communities. Right? We wonder about those futures and they worry us all the time. But we also know what it's like to break those yokes. We have potlucks and casseroles and coffee hours and wonderful soup. We feed our neighbors, we check in with each other, we open doors, we make room, we build those longer tables. Every time that we choose presence over pressure, hospitality over hardness, sharing over shielding, something cracks open and our light reaches out. Jesus tells us, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Not so that they admire you or me. Not so much that the church looks really impressive because we do such awesome things. But so that God's goodness becomes believable again. So maybe the question this week for us isn't, what more should I carry? But instead, what yoke is God inviting me to put down? What shell is ready to crack? Who is hungry for what I have to share? Because when we break the right things open, when we loosen our burdens, when we open our hands, when we stop hauling what God never required. Isaiah answers all of that. Then your light shall shine in the darkness. Broken yokes or broken yokes? Freed shoulders, fed neighbors, and a church that shines, not because it's perfect, but because it's finally light enough to glow. Thanks be to God.